Hello and welcome to our live telephone town hall meeting. Thanks so much for being on. For those of you participating on the web, thanks for jumping on time. If you have a question to submit, you can use the leave a comment question button at the bottom right of your control platform. Again, type any questions or comments if you're participating from the web at that leave a comment question button at the bottom. For those of you joining by phone, hello and welcome to this live teletown hall forum with members of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants. We'll be getting started in just a moment, but first I want to go over how you can participate in this live forum. We'll hear from APFA leadership briefly, and then we want to jump right into Q&A. So if you have any questions on rescheduling and pay protection, deadheading, line holder reserve designator, that's LRD, or JCBA reserve rotation, please press 0 on your phone now to submit that question, or at any time during the forum, press 0 to submit your question. You will have the opportunity to ask your question live. But if you prefer, I can read your question over the air instead. So even if you don't want to ask your question live, please press 0 to submit your question. And if you want me to read your question instead of asking it live, just let your operator know that when you submit your question. So again, 0 for questions. We'll also have some survey questions that you can vote on using your phone, and we very much appreciate that feedback. For those of you on the web, you'll be able to vote using your control panel. And again, press 0 at any time to submit a question. The sooner you get do that, the better chance we'll have of getting to you in the hour that we have. If you have a question now, press 0. If you get a question later, press 0. We'd love to hear from you. You can submit multiple questions. Again, 0 to submit a question. And for those of you who are just joining us, I'll repeat all of this information in just a little bit here. But for now, let's go ahead and kick off this live forum. I'm going to turn it over now to Alan Boswell, a member of the JSIC. Go ahead, Alan.
All right. Thank you, Ian. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today on another APFA telephone town hall. I am Alan Boswell, a Charlotte-based flight attendant and a member of the APFA JASIC. I am joined by other members of the APFA JASIC today, Linda Hartling, a Dallas-based flight attendant, Julie Hedrick, a Los Angeles-based flight attendant, and Vicki Ballesteri, a Philadelphia-based flight attendant. Also joining us are the APFA National Contract and Scheduling Chairs, Renee Mayers and Paul Hartshorn. As Ian said, today we'll be taking questions regarding rescheduling and pay protection, deadheading, the lineholder reserve designator, or LRD, and JCBA reserve rotation. As a reminder, we're also mock bidding currently for the LUS flight attendants, and the LAA flight attendants can participate in TTS practice runs. We're hoping that you take the opportunity to participate in each of these. You can also find a great deal of information on the APFA website, including PowerPoint presentations that we're using in our base visits. These cover a number of subjects, including rescheduling, pay protections, and the new scheduling applications that are coming in August for the LAA flight attendants and October for the LUS flight attendants.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Alan. And again, for those of you just joining us, you can submit a question by pressing 0 on your phone. We'll be running some survey questions as well, so stick around for those. But we've got our first question. This one was actually submitted in advance of the call, so I'll go ahead and read it. The question is, if I'm pay protected for a sequence, can I pick up on top of the same days I was pay protected for and receive pay for both trips? Who'd like to take that one on?
Hi, this is Julie Hedrick. I'll take that on. Starting on May 2nd for the LAA flight attendants, if we are on a trip and we're pay protected, then if we would like to, we use the term double dip, we can pick up time from the company using makeup, critical coverage, or option 2, and double dip and get paid basically for the pay protected trip and the trip we picked up through the company time. Legacy US has had this for years, so in Legacy US, they can pick up using ISAP, UBL, or Red Flag. And then beginning in August, when the new systems are implemented, in order to double dip on top of a pay protected trip, we would pick up using TTS or UBL or Red Flag.
Got it. Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate that. And again, if you'd like to submit a question, do press 0 on your phone at any time. We're going to go to our first live question. This comes from Tracy. Tracy, tell us where you are and go ahead with your question, please.
Hi. I did submit it to the operator, but I'd heard the question about if you're on reserve and you're able to rotate three on as a line holder and one as a reserve, if you are not called that month where you are on reserve, have you indeed fulfilled your reserve obligation and then can the next month rotate into being a line?
Hey, Tracy, this is Linda. Yes, it actually will count as having fulfilled your reserve month. Because remember, even if you don't get called, you also get your 75-hour guarantee. You generated
right.
Pay. So it does count as a reserve month.
Okay.
And then
you fulfill your obligation and then rotate again. Okay. Well, thank you
yes,
very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Appreciate that, Tracy. Thanks so much. If anybody else has a question to submit, please do press zero. I'll go ahead and read this next one. The question is, if my flight is delayed by 3 hours or more, can I ask to get off the trip? Who'd like to take that question on?
I'll go ahead and take it. This is Alan. Yes, you can go ahead and get removed from the trip. It's at the origination of your trip, so you would be in base. And once you know of the delay or if it's a creeping delay that accumulates to 3 hours, you would call crew scheduling and ask to be removed. And as long as they either have a standby or they're able to call somebody out and not incur a further delay, you would be you could come off that trip.
Got it. Thank you, Alan. And we'll go back to our live audience next, but let's run a survey question first. We want to know what is the best method for you to learn new information about the new systems. Press 1 if it's questions and answers posted. Press 2 if it's videos. 3 if it's telephone town halls, 4 if it's charts, and 5 if it's PowerPoints. Again, our question is, what is the best method for you to learn new information about the new systems? Press 1 for questions and answers posted, 2 for videos, 3 for telephone town halls, 4 for charts, and 5 for PowerPoints. Go ahead and keep voting on that, and while you do, we'll bring up our next question from Ellen. Hey, Ellen, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Ellen Harris. I'm looking at LAX. Space. I have a question concerning these trip trade services that the company announced that they are not that they are discontinuing in August. Page 10-8 of the contract, the JCBA, number 12, does state that a flight attendant and or their designee are responsible for any errors. So my question is, are we in violation of the JCBA, or has there been a letter of agreement allowing the company to discontinue this?
Hey, Ellen, this is Vicki. I'm going to, just to give you a little bit of history of that language in 10 that you cited, that language actually came from the LUS Red Book. LUS never had trip trading services. They did have bid services that allowed you to designate them to put in your monthly bids, but it was understood, it was always understood that those would go away when PBS was implemented, which it was for LUS in March of 2015. PBS was never built for third-party access, but the language was there basically to absolve the company of any liability for the period that they did allow the monthly bid services. So if they made an error, if someone you allowed made an error, the company would no longer be liable. And AA will continue to have their monthly bid services available until their base transitions to PBS. But that language was never about trip trading services.
Oh, Vicki, well, in my aspect, why did they not stipulate that they would go away? Because people that are reading that, they're not seeing any differentiate.
I understand, but that is not new language. It has been there, and it was there at the time of, as I said, U.S. has never had trip trading services. And it doesn't refer to trip trading. It says bidding services, which in that case, was talking about monthly bidding services.
Okay. In a normal mind, it should be stipulated that, you know, the intent, because we don't know the intent of the Red Book on the LAA side.
And that's why I was going into some of the historical intent from those negotiations.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Appreciate you being on. Thanks for your question. Remember, you can press zero to submit a question at any time. We will take another survey question in just a moment. Our next question is this. I just did the PBS WBT, and can you explain how the LRD works? Will there always be tentative status flight attendants? Who'd like to take that one on?
Hi, this is Linda Hartling. I'm based in DFW, and I'm going to take that on. So the LRD, remember, it is going to be with the PBS, right? Let me answer the second half of the question first. So there will not always be tentative flight attendants, because tentative only go along if VLOAs are offered, okay? So if there's no VLOAs offered for that month, nobody would be designated as a tentative. The LRD is basically a tool to bid on an offer for reserve. So for the non-PBS basis, remember, we're doing it right now in our bid ballot, right? So you try to bid on and off, and when you get your award, you find basically out if you held it or not. With the LRD that is in conjunction with PBS, so some of our bases are not going to see it until next year, January and April, respectively, you will actually do it ahead of time with the LRD. You either bid on or off, and then this is the cool thing, because prior to bidding in PBS, you will actually see if you held it or not. So it will show line holder or reserve. So you can bid accordingly. And remember, when you are considered a line holder, you will never be pulled onto reserve, so you're safe there. However, if you were a reserve that tried to bid off and you did not hold it, do submit some sequences, some lines, because you could potentially get a line if somebody else was required.
Thank you very much for that answer, Linda. Appreciate it. We're going to go to another survey question next, and then we'll have our next live question from our audience. We would like to know, how often do you contact your base president? Press 1 for monthly, 2 for yearly, and 3 for not at all. Again, how often do you contact your base president? Press 1 for monthly, 2 for yearly, and 3 for not at all. We're going to get our next live question up from Catherine. Hey, Catherine, you're live. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Miami-based, and I have a question regarding the deadheading and why they have changed the deadheading to training for commuters out of their city to an A3 and, you know, round trip. And they changed, if you're at your base to and from, to an A1 both ways.
Thank you, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. This is Julie Hedrick. I'm a Los Angeles-based flight attendant. This is changed in the JCBA because now for flight attendants returning back to base, in the past when you were deadheading back to base, you were an A3. And now all flight attendants returning back to base are A1s. So it's an A1 going to training from your base and back to base. And if you're a commuter, then the A3 changed because of the change for the base to get the A1.
But I don't understand, why would you not have an A1 to and from your commuter city? It's equally as important to get to and from training. And if we all lived at a base and they had to put all of us on those flights to and from training, they would not have the capacity. They would be knocking passengers out at times. So it doesn't make sense that they don't give us an A1 out to and from training out of our commuter base.
I understand completely. Part of the changes that you'll see happening in the next year, when we go to PBS, we start bidding for our training much earlier than we do currently. Currently, we don't schedule the training for the next month until the 27th month prior. And this changes with the JCBA. You'll be scheduling your training in the very beginning of the month prior. So at that time, remember, if you schedule an A3 and there's seats available, then you've got a confirmed seat. So that was also part of the reasoning behind, as far as that it's much more likely you'll always have a confirmed seat there because your deadhead would be confirmed a month prior instead of so much. As you know, with the LAA flight attendants, we do not confirm our training until the end of the month right now.
Right, but it still doesn't. It still doesn't make sense if they're doing it that far in advance. Why isn't it still an A1, especially when, you know, coming home, sometimes that does change. Our flights do change, and having that A1 status is, you know, better than, this to me doesn't make sense why they would change it.
I understand completely. We agree with you, but it is something we hope will not be an issue going forward.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Appreciate you being on. And feel free to submit another question by pressing 0. I'm going to read our next question, and it is, if my first leg cancels and they remove me from the rest of the trip, will I be pay protected? Who'd like to take that one on?
Hi, this is Vicki. I'll take that question on. If your legacy AA today until August, and you have a partial sequence cancellation, but another crew does fly a portion of your trip, you will be pay protected for the entire trip. In August, when the second phase of pay protection is implemented, you will be for a total cancellation of a leg that no one flew that at all. You would be pay protected if it was part of your last series, last sequence.
Got it. Thank you so much, Vicki. Appreciate that. And we'll run another survey in just a moment here. Let's go ahead and take our next question, and it is, if I do not have legal contractual rest and want to be removed from the trip, can I split onto the trip? Who wants that question?
Hey, I don't know if I want it, but I will take it. Hey, so this is Linda Hartling. I'm based in DFW, and in regards to splitting onto the trip, if you have taken your contractual rest, yes, you can, but the thing to remember is that your pay will be different on that, okay, because it's considered what in our language on page 10-30, it's a flight attendant initiated split, okay? So what happens actually the day of the split that you go on, so let's say you have a 3-day trip, and you're rejoining your trip on the second day, that day you only get actual pay, literally. So if it's an hour flight, you're going to get paid an hour. If you deadhead, you're not going to get any pay. Day 3, or if it was a 4-day and 4, you will get paid each day the greater between your scheduled or actual, or at least a minimum of 3, okay? At the end of the sequence, you do not get the trip rig, which is the 5 hours per day. So just remember that if you're splitting on, if you requested your contractual rest.
Thank you very much, Linda. Appreciate that answer. We'll run another survey question next, and we'll get to another audience question. We want to know, how often do you contact APFA headquarters? Press 1 for weekly, 2 for monthly, 3 for yearly, and 4 for never. Again, how often do you contact APFA headquarters? Press 1 weekly, 2 for monthly, 3 yearly, 4 never. And I'll remind folks that we're trying to focus today on the topics of rescheduling and pay protection, deadheading, line holder reserve designator, or JCBA reserve rotation. So press 0 with questions on those topics or anything else. We'd love to hear from you. So 0 with questions, and our next one is this. If my trip cancels, can they reschedule me to another trip?
Hi, this is Vicki. I'll answer that one. They can, under certain rules. They have to follow the basic rescheduling principles. And the number one is that a line holder will not be required to serve as a reserve. That's a JCBA 10J1, that's very important. Their crew scheduling are going to try to utilize any available reserves first. They're going to keep the entire crew together, and they're going to have to return you to crew base by the originally scheduled date and time. Everyone should remember 10J7, that's going to be very important going forward. And they're going to reschedule the crew to another flight only to prevent a delay or a cancellation.
Got it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that answer, Vicki. And we're going to go to our next question from our live audience. This one comes from Linda Live. Hey, Linda, you're up.
Oh.
Go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. I didn't expect to go live. I was just curious, and we're all kind of wondering, whose decision, was it a board decision or a JASIC decision, to have FOI before PBS? Because we're all wondering how that came into being.
Hey, Linda, this is Alan Bonwell. It was a company decision about FOI and the implementation of PBS. There has also been a couple of grievances that have come down, decisions from the arbitrator related to this, and that have changed those implementation dates. FOI is really about the main event of FOI is the LUS flight attendants being moved from CAT Crew, which is our operating system, into FOSS, so that we're all one family in the operating system and the same metal. But PBS was never tied to FOI.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much for that question, Linda. Appreciate you submitting it. And we'll get right to our next one, which is, in the past, I had trips that were deferred and the entire trip was delayed by a day. Can they still defer flights? Who wants that question?
I'll take that one. This is Julie Hedrick. I'm a Los Angeles-based flight attendant. And in the past, yes, if I reported for a sequence and we had a delay, they could defer the entire trip by a day, meaning that my trip, even the time that I returned back to base could be delayed by a day. That no longer can happen as of May of this year. Now, if your first flight originating out of your base is delayed by a day, then as long as they can catch you up to the rest of your trip, meaning they have to still get you back to base by the time your trip was supposed to arrive back in base, then you could be delayed. Now, the change also that we've had, if they can catch you up to your original return flight and getting you back to base by the time you were supposed to, they would have to get you a hotel room and pay you call-out pay for that.
Got it. Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate you answering that. And we've got our first question from our web audience, and I'll remind our webcast participants, you can use the leave a comment question button at the bottom right to leave us a comment or a question, and I'm happy to read it for you. This one comes from Kevin in Miami. He says, my sequence is DFW, IAH, DFW, SJO, DFW. I sign in 0900. I return from IAH at 12 noon, and then I have a two-hour sit time. I depart from SJO at 1400. When does my domestic expense stop, and when does my international expense start? Next sequence is reversed, DFW, SJO, DFW, IAH, DFW. Sign in 0900 and return from SJO at 1500. I have a two-hour sit time and then depart for IAH at 1700. When does my international expense stop, and when will my domestic expense start? Thank you. And who'd like to take Kevin's question?
Ian, I'll go ahead and take it. This is Alan Boswell. Kevin, it's a really good question. On the first example where you're doing the Houston turn out of Dallas, that would be the domestic expenses starting at the report time. The international expenses would start with the departure to SJO and, of course, end at the end of the debrief time because that's international. That would be 30 minutes after the arrival. If you were doing the opposite where you were doing international first, it would be international expenses starting at the report time. And when you landed in the domestic city, which would be in this example, Dallas, that would stop the international expenses and revert over to domestic at the arrival time.
Got it. Thank you so much, Alan. And Kevin, thank you for submitting that question. Our next question also comes from our web participants. This is from Rodrigo in Miami. He says, what is FOI? Is it when PBS? Is it every base? Who'd like to take Rodrigo's question?
Hi, Rodrigo. This is Julie Hedrick from Los Angeles-based. And What is FOI? It's flight attendant operational integration, and sometimes you'll hear it also, they'll say full operational integration. When is it? It is actually in October of this year is when it's scheduled. And in October of this year is when all of the JCBA PBS will be implemented at that time for Legacy US. And they will also come over to FOSS. So all Legacy US flight attendants will also be operating under the FOSS system. So all the scheduling systems, ETB, TTS, ROTA, I'm trying to think of what else there is. Everything will now be under FOSS instead of CAT. No, 1 second. I lost the question here, unfortunately. I think there was a second part of it. All of the bases will be on PBS. It's scheduled to be May of 2019. But FOI is actually when the JCBA PBS is implemented and LUS is on all of the scheduling systems that are also in FOSS.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Julie. We're going to go right to our next question, and it is, I'm based in LAX, but fly out of San Diego satellite. If I change my deadhead to training to be out of San Diego, is it an A1 or an A3? Who'd like that one?
Hi, this is Alan Boswell again. If you are coming from a satellite, a co-terminal, or from the mother base, in this example would be Los Angeles, you are going to be an A1 back and forth. We did find out that the company was doing this wrong for the satellite bases. So please make sure that they're doing it correctly, and we've informed them that everybody is supposed to be an A1. So if you're from the mother base, a co-terminal, or a satellite, you are going to be an A1 to and from training.
Thank you very much, Alan. And let's do another survey question before we take our next live audience question. We want to know, have you ever used live chat? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. Again, have you ever used live chat? Press 1 on your phone for yes, 2 on your phone for no. For those voting on the web, you should be able to vote using your control panel. Keep submitting questions. We've got about a half hour left. We've got a next one coming up from Yvonne. Hey, Yvonne, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I wasn't expecting to go live. But my question is that due to health issues, I'm currently not flying my trips, although I am bidding, and I've been using the trip services to do that. With the new system that's coming up, will I be able to drop to 0 hours, and how would that affect me?
Hi, Yvonne. This is Linda Hartling. I'm based in DFW. Hey, so you will continue. You're based in LA, right? So you will be able to continue to drop down to 0 hours until your base goes to PBS. Since you're in LAX, that's going to happen not until February. So from now until next year, January, you can continue to drop to zero. And you can use your TTS system or ETB, whichever one will work for you.
I can use ETB and what else? I'm sorry?
In August, you will be able to use the Trip Trade system, the TTS.
Okay.
You can also use it to drop to other flight attendants.
Okay, and then what happens after February?
Then after February, we will have the 40-hour scheduling limitation.
So that's
so
coming up for sure then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, Yvonne. All right, let's go to our next question. It is, if I have less than contractual rest, what is the time frame I have to call crew schedule and be removed from the trip? Who's taking that one?
I'll take that one. This is Julie. And if you have less than contractual rest, and you know that you are going to want your contractual rest after you got in from your trip, then you would want to call crew schedule as soon as possible after the conclusion of your trip and let them know that you'd like to be removed from that trip.
Great. Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate it. And we're going to go right to our live audience again next. We'll have another survey question after this one. Sally, you're live. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yes, I just have two quick questions. Why are line holders limited to, you know, their credit hours up to 115, but reserves can pick up unlimited, I mean, as long as they're legal, from the TTS board? And then also, since 115 is the limit for TTS, starting in August, will there be line or selections made up on the Dallas bid sheet with over 90 hours so that we can go up to 115?
Hey, Sally. This is Linda.
Hey.
Linda
Hi.
Hartling, hey. I'm based with you in DFW. And let me get to the second question first, right? So our lines
okay.
are not really going to change. But because there are lines, right, we're not in PDS yet, you will actually be able to pick up to 115. There was a settlement agreement, and the 115 was part of it. You don't have to have the 9001, right?
Starting in August. And
you don't. That 9001 okay. that triggers the 115, that actually
right.
comes when all bases are on PBS. So that's not until
okay.
next year, May. So we have an entire year. Okay. You don't have to worry about that, okay? About
okay.
the line value. Even if you got a line that was 72 hours worth, your max will still be 115 in TTS.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah? So that is that. Your first half, you were asking about reserves, right? So reserves
right.
actually, they cannot get into TTS. The trip trade system, that is
uh-huh.
only for line holders, okay? So line holders
right.
get into the trip trade system and they can pick up time there. And you still can pick up unlimited through the ETB, the Electronic Trade Board, which replaces high board. So you have
right.
no limit, right? So a reserve, they can unlimited pick up from ETB, just like a line holder, but they cannot get into
oh.
TTS.
So
does that
they
make
can
sense?
Pick up unlimited from the company.
That's correct. They cannot get into the
okay.
trip trade system. They can pick up from ETB.
Right.
Yeah?
So just like
okay.
us, they can pick up unlimited from ETB.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, that was a little confusing. Thank you. I mean, it's not confusing anymore.
I was going to say, oh, my God, I didn't really explain it very well if I confused you.
We were going to go ahead
okay.
and smack her around, but thank you, yeah, since she got it.
All right. Thank you, Sally.
Appreciate it, Sally. Thanks so much for being on. We're going to run a survey question, then we've got our next audience question. We want to know, did you vote in the last election for APFA national officers? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. Again, did you vote in the last election for APFA national officers? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. And I'll go ahead and get our next question. It is, in October, when reserve rotation starts, will it look back to see who was on reserve in September? Who's taking that one?
I got that, Ian. This is Alan Boswell again. When reserve rotation starts in October for the LUS bases, it will not look back to September to see who was on reserve. Because reserve rotation is always about looking back in the system to see who was both on reserve and off reserve the month or potentially 3 months prior, depending on your rotation. Since nobody existed on the LUS side in FOSS in September, there's nothing to look back to. So it's almost as if it's a brand new airline that's coming on. So the system literally is just going to look at the bottom, say you need 400 reserves in Philadelphia, it'll look at the bottom 400 flight attendants in the base, and those would be designated for reserve. And then, of course, you're going to be able to use the line holder reserve designation to either bid off a reserve or senior bump onto reserve.
Got it. Thank you, Alan. And let's go to our next question. This one's coming live from Kimberly. Kimberly, thanks for submitting a question. You're live.
Hi, guys. Thank you. I if my question is, if I am successful with holding a transfer from Philadelphia to Dallas for November, am I going to be able to carry over the hours that I worked in Philadelphia for my threshold, my yearly threshold?
Great. Thanks, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Julie. I can answer that for you. Okay, since you're based in Philadelphia right now, you don't have a requirement for a threshold like we do on the LAA side currently for your sick and vacation. So when you, let's say that you transfer in November to Dallas, that would be the first month that there would be the requirement of 35 hours for the threshold. So you don't need to carry over your hours from the months previous because you've already accrued sick or vacation for those months. It would just be for the months of November and December of that year that you would need to meet the 35-hour requirement for sick and vacation.
You basically start out with a clean slate.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It makes it easier, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks
for sure.
Appreciate it, Kimberly. Thanks so much for participating.
Thank you.
Our next live question, we'll have another survey after this one. This one comes live from Abdul. Abdul, you're live. Go ahead. Abdul, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead with your question, please, sir.
I wanted to know if I pick up a last live leg, can I be subject to rescheduling?
Hey, Abdul, this is Vicki. I'm also Philadelphia-based. And if you pick up a last live leg, you are basically assuming the responsibilities and the duties of the flight attendant that you've traded with. So if they are in a situation where they divert or they have to be rescheduled, you are that flight attendant right then and there. So, yes, please be cognizant that things can happen. Thank you.
Thanks, Abdul. Appreciate you participating. Thanks for your question. Let's go to another survey question next. We want to know, do you have a printed copy of the JCBA? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. Again, do you have a printed copy of the JCBA? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. And our next question is this. Can I still bid onto reserve during the bidding process in PBS?
Hi, this is Linda Hartling based in DFW. I'm going to take that question. And the straightforward answer is no. You cannot bid onto reserve during PBS. You actually will be doing that in the LRD. And I think we talked about that earlier. Somebody had asked about it. So in the beginning of the month, you're going to be bidding on, and when you get into PBS, that's when you hold a line or reserve, but you cannot bid onto reserve anymore.
Got it. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Linda. And let's go to our next question. Question is, I'm a 20-year flight attendant in Philadelphia. If I senior bump onto reserve in October, could I possibly be pulled back onto reserve for November or December?
Hi, this is a really good question. As a 20-year flight attendant, you potentially would be on a one-on-three-off rotation. So if you senior bump onto reserve in October, as long as you don't have 4 or more days of vacation, that would count as your reserve month. And so for the months of November, December, and January, there is no way that you can be pulled onto reserve. That would have met your obligation.
Got it. Thank you for that answer, Alan. And we're going to go to our web audience for our next question. This is from T. Asks, the JCBA refers to all trips as sequences. JCBA PBS mock bidding refers to trips as pairings. I understand this is Red Book language, but there is confusion over the two, even though they mean the same thing. Thank you for your clarification over what PBS will refer to trips as in the future. I'd like to address T's comment.
Hey, T, this is Linda Hartling based in DFW. Okay, so here's the thing. We tried to get everything on the same page, right? So that's why everything is outside of PBS. You see the word sequence, right? That's what we settled on. So here's the thing, because PBS is actually, it wasn't programmed or created by American Airlines. It is an outside vendor, AOS. And their programming referred to it as pairing. So when they came to LUS and then now subsequently to American Airlines, pairing is that's what's in their lingo and their vocabulary. And so we try to make clear that it is the same thing, but you will see pairing in PBS and you will hopefully see sequence everywhere else. I hope that kind of explains it. It's just literally just the product. The product for the PBS that has it in there.
Got it. Thank you very much. Linda, thank you, T. Appreciate you submitting that question. Got another survey for you. Do you prefer a printed JCBA or using the tablet version of the JCBA? Press 1 for printed version, 2 for tablet version. Again, do you prefer a printed JCBA or using the tablet version of the JCBA? 1 for printed, 2 for tablet. And our next question is this. If I change my deadhead on the first live leg of the trip and my flight is delayed and I miss my trip, will I receive a missed trip for that sequence? What's that question?
I'll take that. This is Renee. I am a New York-based flight attendant. That's part of 16G. You should not be receiving a missed trip in that situation. But please remember, per the JCBA 16G, you do have to give them at least 2 hours notice prior to your scheduled departure time and contact them again once you arrive in the downline station.
Got it. Thank you very much, Renee. And we've got our next one coming. This is from Rodrigo again in our web participant audience. And Rodrigo says, back to Abdul's question, if I do pick up that last live leg as the FA not getting paid, we divert. Am I now getting paid or is the other FA getting paid?
Hey, Rodrigo, this is Vicky again. As I said before, you have assumed the responsibilities of the flight attendant you have traded with, but not the pay. And that would apply to a diversion. So, again, keep all of that in mind when you do last live leg. The pay follows the original flight attendant.
Got it. Great. Thank you for submitting that question, Rodrigo. And thank you for the answer. Let's go right back to our live audience. This comes from Karen. Hey, Karen, you're up. Go ahead, please. Karen? Looks like I will read Karen's questions. She asks, how is daily scheduling, not future, going to handle split trips?
Hey, Karen, this is Vicky, Philadelphia-based again. As of today, TTS can't do generic requests. So they will have to create a trip number for it. It will go into the UBL, but for now, you are going to have to look at the UBL as these trips come open and put in a UBL request for them.
Perfect. Thank you for that answer. And thanks for submitting that question, Karen. Our next one is, if they are rescheduling my crew, do they have to get us back on the same calendar day we were supposed to return?
Okay, that is 10J7 again, and they have to get you back not just by the same calendar day, but they have to make every effort to get you back by the same time on the same day. So by making every effort, we mean they have to go to all available reserves, including standbys, and they also have to look at out-of-base standbys time permitting.
Thank you, Vicki. And let's go back to Julie for a few more comments before we wrap up.
Okay, we just wanted to talk about a few things with all of you today also. We want to make sure that you're all aware that if you're a LAA-based flight attendant right now, the TTS practice runs are happening every day. You can go into TTS and practice. You can use the schedule that you have currently and put into drop, pickup, or trade trips. And they're running TTS at night at 11 o'clock, and then the awards are out the next morning by 4 a.m. We also want to remind all of the legacy U.S. flight attendants that currently they can mock bid for PBS. The mock bidding started on the 10th, and the first mock bid will close on the 16th, of this month. So please make sure to be reading all of your emails and hotlines that give you the information for both of those, the PBS mock bidding and the TTS practice runs. Also, the JASIC will be out at three bases this week. We will be in Philadelphia, Boston, and Charlotte. The information as far as the location of the base visit in the base is on the hotline and on the APFA website. I believe all of those base visits are from 10 to 2 each day that we are visiting. And primarily what we discuss, although we are open to all questions when we're at the base visits, is we talk about rescheduling and pay protection, TTS, LRD, reserve rotation, ETB, ROTA. So we hope to see many of you at the base visits this next week when we're out at your base.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Julie. And let's get another one in from Rodrigo. One more clarifying question from him. He asks, another last live leg question. What about a reschedule? Will I then be paid, or am I still the other FA? And I think we'll go back to Vicki for this one, too.
Hey, Rodrigo, you were that other flight attendant. You're going to stay that other flight attendant, unfortunately. But I want you to keep in mind the new rescheduling rules. You've taken that flight attendant's last leg. For them to reschedule them, beyond that would mean getting them back to base later than they were originally scheduled to get back to base. That would only happen under the most severe of circumstances. So I don't think that is a concern, is the bigger concern. The concern should be, do you have another trip? I mean, can you miss another trip? At no point do you become paid for the last live leg. The original flight attendant retains that pay.
Thank you, Vicki, and thank you, Rodrigo. Appreciate all your questions. We're going to get another live question in. This one's from Dottie. Hey, Dottie, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Dottie Long, LAX, and I want to know, how are we going to be able to look into the computer and have the accountability that we need for crew scheduling when they're going to say, well, we did our best, we tried, it's up to our discretion. No, we can't get you back on time, but we did our best. Well, we did call out. Yes, we did look up standbys, and we don't have anybody. Where are we going to look in the computer to challenge them?
Hi, Dottie. This is Julie. I'm in Los Angeles based also. So glad you asked this question. This is definitely one of the items we cover quite a bit in our rescheduling and pay protection when we're out at the bases. Beginning in August, in Crew Portal, at the top, I don't know if you've done your web-based training for Crew Portal yet, but at the top on the bar, it says Reports. And under Reports, there's three drop-downs. Each of those drop-downs contain about three reports each about the reserves. And so we have reserve transparency beginning in August that you can view for every base. So even though you're Los Angeles-based, but now you're in Dallas and they're trying to, let's say, reschedule you to something else and not get you back to base by the time you're originally scheduled to, you can go to Crew Portal, you can go over to Reports, you can find the drop-down for Dallas and look up the call-out reports for Dallas, and you can see how many reserves are on call. It's broken down by reps, it's broken down by the number of days they're available for, so there is a lot of information for the flight attendants to be able to use and see how many reserves are available.
Julie, and thank you, Dottie. Appreciate you submitting that question. I think we have time for one more. Let's get this one in from Leslie. Leslie, you're live. Go ahead, please. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling to see, will we ever be able to pick up sequences from other bases? For example, originate on an AA or U.S. city using this last live leg feature, picking up a sequence from another base.
Hey, Leslie. It's a good question, and
I can tell you in different contracts with different airlines, there have been the abilities to pick up trips from other bases. It's not something that is in our current contract, possibly for a future enhancement in the next contract. It is something that I think that the next negotiating committee will have to take on in terms of if the members really want that, because I don't know if a lot of people want, say, their premium flying going to somebody at a base. So that's a very loaded question. And I'm sorry, what was your question about the last live leg?
Well, because we can, for example, pick up a last live leg from any AA or U.S. city, not even a base. We build sequences using last live leg and then building a sequence from any city? Could the computer software handle such a thing?
Well, you know, we do have satellite bases that build. We have several satellite bases in San Diego, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and I'm probably forgetting one. Sacramento. So there is the ability to build pairings out of different cities. That wouldn't necessarily be a last live leg. The last live leg, and I've worked many last live legs for flight attendants, whether I've been non-revving or going to work to many different cities. But there's always a possibility for building trips outside of the mother bases, but that would really fall under the satellite base language in the contract.
Right, and wouldn't it make more sense for the flight attendant working the trip to be paid for the last live leg and then be able to build a sequence from there?
Can I throw something in real quick, Leslie, on that one? Particular, when you pick up a last live leg, it's not necessarily in the same time zone as your base is, right? Mm-hmm. And since that might be, let's say it's from Houston, but you're based in New York, and you picking up in Houston, that they couldn't build it from there because you are literally based in New York. So its sequence always has to start and end up in the same place, right? If they build it out of Houston, it couldn't then it's a math thing because of the time zone changes. You couldn't be assigned to that sequence because all your legalities on your schedule basically are an East Coast time. So it makes it really difficult. And so sequences cannot originate and terminate anywhere. It has to be a base. Now, we have spoken about before that you potentially, and I know that was one thing that several years back we talked about being able to pick up a trip from another base, but you couldn't do it outside of a base. And as Alan said, that would be something for the future contract.
I see. Okay. Before the membership. I appreciate your town hall today. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
No, thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it, Leslie. Thanks for your participation. And I think we have time for one more here. Question is, if the first leg of my 3-day London trip canceled and they took me off the trip, what am I pay protected?
Yes, this is Vicky. If that would be, again, a partial sequence cancellation. If someone worked the leg back, if someone worked your return trip from London, then you would be pay protected for the entire trip. For LAA in August, if that is not the case and someone does not work the leg back, you would be pay protected if it was part of your last trip, last series. That applies today to U.S. also.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the answer to all those questions. And we've got one more quick question from Yvonne. She asked, when are you giving the result of the survey that we had today? Julie?
Hi. Well, I want to remind everybody not only about that, but about the APFA website and everything that's on there. The results of the survey will be posted. It probably will take a few days before we can post the results of the survey. But also on the APFA website, we have PowerPoints now under the JCBA tab, and they are of the LRD. They're for reserve rotation. They're for all of the new systems that are coming. Also, don't forget if you haven't seen them, we have Q&As on all the rescheduling and pay protection. We're going to continue the Q&As hopefully every Friday to help you through this transition, and they'll be on probably next International Hours of Service. So keep checking the hotlines for Q&As. Check the website for any information that you might be looking for.
And also as well, if you would like to email any members of the JSIC, you can send us an email at JSIC Committee, J-S-I-C Committee at APFA.org. And we'll do our best to get back to you in a very short period of time. We have a lot of emails coming in. We have the FOI specialists that are in each base that have been well briefed on all the new applications that are coming in August. And August is, as we're reminded every day, is literally around the corner. And it's a big transition. The representatives here at APFA that are answering the phone have done a phenomenal job and have been well supported in terms of knowing the new language and are definitely reaching out to us to make sure and validate the answers, as well as our wonderful scheduling chair and contract chair over here.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. And I'd like to thank everybody who took part in this live teletown hall. If you have any additional thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, in addition to sending an email, you can just stay on the line to leave us a voicemail if you prefer. If you stay on the line to leave us a voicemail and you need somebody to get back to you, make sure you leave your name and some contact information for us so we know where to reach back out to. Again, just by staying on the call after we close out in just about 30 seconds here, you'll have the opportunity to do that. So stay on the line to leave us any messages. Just make sure you leave contact information if you need a call back. I'd like to thank Julie, Alan, Renee, Vicki, Linda, and Paul, working very silently behind the scenes here, for all the great work they've done today. And I'd like to thank the 205 members who joined us on this live forum. Have a great rest of your day.